Welcome to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is an address by Isabella Ubaidy, a graduating senior, on Youth Sunday at St. Philip's Church.
Everybody, I'm going to give you all some definitions real quick. Traveling from one place to another, usually taking a rather long time. A distance, course, or area traveled. A period of travel. All of these define the word journey. Journey. During our freshman years, Ryan and I made our own decisions to continue on our journeys and pave our caminos. For all those who do not know what Camino means, the phrase Camino de Santiago might ring a bell. For others who still have no idea what I'm talking about, the Camino de Santiago is a network of routes serving pilgrimage to the shrine of the Apostle, St. James the Great, in the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela in northwestern Spain. Tradition has it that the remains of the saint are buried here. Many follow its routes as a form of spiritual path, retreat for their spiritual growth, or to continue on their journeys with Christ. During our confirmation class, we watched a movie called The Way. The movie stars Martin Sheen. As Sheen walks the Camino, he meets other travelers, learns about their reasons for walking the path, and continues his journey with them by his side. Throughout my time of being a part of St. Philip's, many people in this parish have walked this journey with me. I'll start with the incredible guy that's sitting right next to me today. Ryan, thank you for always being there for me, from Sunday school to youth group, to the work trip, to youth group again, to confirmation class, and back to youth group. We have been going on our journey side by side for nearly 8 years, and I wouldn't have wanted to spend it with anyone else. You're an amazing person and friend, and it has been so much fun growing up with you. I wish you all the best as you continue your journeys with Christ in life within the next chapter. I'm going to miss you so much next year, but do not worry, everybody. We will still be acolyting on Christmas Eve. Next, I'd like to thank my family. Mom and Dad, I don't know where I'd be without all your love and support. You both have been wonderful anchors to me in my life these past 17 years. You have always steered me to make good decisions in life and in the classroom, and always knew the right thing to say at the right time. As I transition into being my own anchor, I will forever cherish advice you have shared with me, memories we've made, and how much you have impacted my life. I need to breathe, sorry. To my siblings, growing up, I've realized that you are the most precious people in my life, and I wanted you all to know how thankful I am for the things you say and do. Thank you for being my best friends. Nothing is better than knowing I have unconditional, constant relationships in my life. You are my go-tos when I am experiencing not only my high moments, but also my lows. You three know exactly what to say to make me feel like I have the world in my hands. You push me, but you also know what to say to pick me up when I've been pushed and pushed. You are always honest with me because you look out for me and keep my best interests in mind, even if I don't know it until months later. You know me better than anyone else and still choose to be there for me, love me, my mistakes, decisions, flaws, and all. Third, I would like to thank Jane and Kathy. Jane, you have walked with Ryan and I for over 6 years now. I'm so thankful that you decided to take us under your wing and show us who we can be if we put our faith and trust in the Lord and within ourselves. You deserve all the happiness in the world, and I'll never be able to thank you enough. Kathy, thank you for opening my eyes and to seeing the Lord's work within my own life. I'm so thankful you joined our youth group parties, and I'm going to miss hearing your voice every Sunday. Lastly, I would like to thank the congregation of St. Philip's. You all have impacted me in the choices I've made. I hope I've made you all proud as I walked on my journey with the Lord here, and I hope to continue to make you all proud as I go into the world and continue on my way. I hope to live each day as it is a gift. I do not know when my time will come, but when it does, I want to notice the collateral beauty that has taken part in my life. I hope to continue on this way that I've been making for myself as I walk this road with Christ. Thank you.